I'm Doug Kleindienst, Ann Kleindienst's husband. You ladies that were here today, or I'm not exactly sure who all she did speak to, if it was just ladies or a bigger group, but I've already been getting the reports. And she always does such an excellent job. She spoke yesterday and again today. And every time she speaks, she doesn't like me to be in there. I like to listen to her, but she doesn't like me to listen to her. But I always hear how wonderful she does. And of course, like these young men you just heard in many of our revivals, call upon her, especially if the service is a little quiet or dry or dead. I get her up here and she gets the prophetic door open. And amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful introduction. And I'm very grateful for all that the Lord has done in our lives. And I guess today, all four Kleindienst's will be preaching. And I'm the last one. You don't even really need me after all they've said, but I'm going to try to add a little something to all of this. Amen. I want all you young men that are over here, all you men to come over here and pat Pastor on the back. You ladies that are, where's Sister Kyle get off to? She had to step off. Well, if Sister Kyle was here, we'd be patting her on the back. Amen. And this pat on the back is for this wonderful hotel room they've put us in. Amen. I know there's someone here in the church, I didn't get to meet him, but my family did, that helped us. We are really in a swanky joint over here. And it's really something else. I've been doing this for about 28 years. And I've stayed in a lot of hotels all around the world. And I really can't remember if I've ever stayed in a nicer place than we're staying in right here. That's the truth. So we are very thankful and very grateful. It was a big surprise for us. The closest I could think of is when we went to the Cayman Islands. So that's pretty good comparison right there. Amen. Amen. Well, happy Mother's Day to all of our wonderful moms. I honor you and the timeless institution of motherhood, without which none of us would be here today. And we indeed owe our lives to our moms. And as I was thinking about it, thinking about all that moms do, and it's great to go to church on Mother's Day, because we make a big deal out of this thing. And what a horrible thing it'd be to just go through the day and hardly be noticed. We're going to make sure you know that you're appreciated around here today. And this church has done such a wonderful job. Amen. And as I was thinking about all that moms do and all the sacrifices they make and all that they do to make our lives better and the sacrifices, and they pour themselves out and watch out for us, I was thinking about who's watching out for mom. Who's taking care of mom? And I guess us husbands are supposed to be, but you know how we are. We just kind of need a little help ourselves the way. And we were kind of laid a little low on my wife. She didn't think we were getting her anything. And so last night she was giving me a little hard time. And I said, well, you know, you're not my mom. You're not my mother. Yeah, that was a mistake. I needed something a little later, and she said, I ain't your mother. I said, let's just start over. Some of these battles you just can't win. So as I thought about you and thought about who's taking care of you, it kind of was the fuel beneath my sermon today. Psalms chapter 23 became the answer to the question, who's looking out for mom? Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Mom, why don't you turn to somebody next to you and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Would you like to give the Lord some praise for his wonderful, comforting word? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Lord, bless everyone here today, especially these moms. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. These must surely be among the most comforting words in the entire Bible. I suppose it would not be possible to count the times that they've been quoted at funerals to bring comfort and soothing to the hearts of grieving loved ones. There would be no way to measure or count the times these words have been read from Bibles and spoken in hospital rooms to those who are lying there dealing with the reality of sickness and with pain in their bodies. It would not be possible to measure the release of comfort, reassurance, and peace that these particular words have delivered to tens, if not hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people throughout history. Psalms 23 is without a doubt one of the most quoted, printed, uttered words of blessed assurance that have ever been written. These words have carved a tunnel of hope through mountains of despair, and they've been there when we needed them the most. And they're still here for you today. They are as rich, they are as powerful, they are as comforting, they are as anointed, they are as blessed, they are as strong, and they are as helpful as they have ever been. And mom, they're here for you. And dad, they're here for you. Single mother, they're here for you. Those of you that have left your loved one in the grave and have come here by yourself today, these words are here for you. They're known as the Shepherd's Psalm. And the Shepherd's Psalm declares the ministry of the shepherd. The shepherd. The shepherd. Now we know the shepherd today commonly as the pastor. We think of the shepherd of the church. We think of the pastor of the church. The pastor is a watchman on the wall of life. He's watching for our soul. He's speaking words of encouragement, words of strength, words of help, words of hope, words of direction, words of courage, words of comfort. He's there to give direction to us. He's there to point us in the right way. Mom, there is someone watching out for you. Thank God for the pastor. Thank God for the pastor's wife. Thank God for the leadership team. Thank God for the church. We talk about the church as the mother of us all, and she's watching out for us. In the Shepherd's Psalm, he lays out some very specific ways in which the pastor, the church, is there. It says, he leads me beside the still waters of God's eternal peace. When you can't find it by yourself, if you can just get to the church, the man of God can help you get there. He guides me in paths of righteousness. When we don't know how to live right, when we can't determine right from wrong or good from evil, he is there to point the way in righteousness. He restores us. He comforts us. And he reminds me that I am not alone in the valley. And he lifts me up above my fears and lifts me up above the evil of our day. The pastor's there to snatch us out of the mouth of lions and out of the mouth of bears. He fights for us when the steely grip of demons tear at our soul. He enters into our battle. He lifts the sword of faith and the sword of the spirit and begins to enter into warfare. Anybody struggling here today, you're not struggling alone. There's a pastor, a man of God. There's this wonderful woman of God. There's this whole church that is here to stand beside you. He prepares the table of the Lord with the bread of life. As both of my sons were speaking and preaching today, he is leaning over, referencing to me things. Oh, on Wednesday night, I just talked about this. For the last 3 weeks, I've been talking about this. He was talking about the table that's been spread where the saints of God have been fed. Amen. There is a table of the Lord and a bread of life. Just like you, Mom, are always making dinner, preparing dinner, finding a way to feed the family. You can come to the house of the Lord, amen, where the saints of God are fed, and there's somebody making dinner for you. Amen. That's what the pastor does. There's someone watching out for you, Mom. He anoints my head with oil. There's someone watching out. Why don't we just give the Lord a great hand praise for the pastor, the pastor's wife, wonderful leadership team. Hallelujah. I thank God for people like this, people of dedication and sacrifice on behalf of God's people. And yet when I think about a wonderful pastor like Pastor Kyle, and I think about his love for the church and his dedication, and working with these armor bearers and leadership. And I tell you what, he's been running this thing like a military sergeant up here today. Barking out orders, getting people going in the right direction back here. Making sure everything is getting in the right place. Why? So you can come in and have and enjoy the presence of the Lord. So your soul can be ministered to. So you can bask in the glory of a good song. That is well sung, that is well presented, that invites the presence of the Lord to come down. Because he knows. You need strength. He knows that there are many battles and struggles. He knows that you need to feel the presence of the Lord in the house of God today. He knows that there are sorrows and griefs and pain and suffering that you brought into the house. And if we can just get the table spread and let the presence of the Lord come down, then we know. See, here's what we know. It's great of a help. It's great of a blessing. As a man of God is and a woman of God is, and all that you do and we do to try to bless you, we are but an under shepherd. With all the honor and all the grace that we could think about of the blessing of a man of God in our life, the man of God, the pastor, is but an under shepherd. There is yet a chief shepherd who's ever watching for your soul. He reaches further than we can reach. He goes further than we can go. He knows better than we know. When all of these precious moms were standing that have lost children and we were praying over them, I wasn't sure I even knew what to pray or how to say. We're not wired for that. That's not natural or normal. We don't know how to handle that. And I prayed the prayer. I said, oh, Lord. Do what we can't do. Be what we can't be. Go where we can't go. Our arms are short. We are limited as under shepherds. But there's a chief shepherd. And the Bible said his arm is not short. His promises are not slack. His long arm of grace can reach you. His long arm of peace can reach you. His long arm of love can reach you. Woo! Pastor and I were about to go into a full-fledged panic up here when we thought we had run out of little gifts to give to the moms. It might not have really made or not made your day if you didn't get the little gift that the church was handing out, but it was just a little something that we wanted every mom to have. And when it looked like somebody was going to possibly be left out, there was a look of panic on Pastor's face. But you know, Pastor, there are times, no matter how well you preach, no matter how well you prepare, no matter what sermon we deliver, in a household the size of this, we're going to miss somebody's need. We're not going to get our hand on somebody's head that we really should pray for. We're not going to know somebody's battle, somebody's burden. We can't know all the situations going on in your life. I know I pastored for 12 years, and so oftentimes I felt so limited. I felt so like I was missing the mark somewhere, and maybe I should have talked to sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so, but then I have to remind myself, I'm but an under-shepherd, and there is a chief shepherd. There's one greater than I. There's one that's watching for you. The Lord is my shepherd. He's watching. He's watching for you. He'll find you. He'll minister to you. If I miss you today, if I don't say anything that helps you, if I don't say anything that encourages you, if I somehow miss the mark of touching your soul or touching your heart, if my particular style of delivery really does not connect with you, if my accent gets on your nerves, if my choice of words doesn't really connect, there's one greater than me. Look past me today. I'm just but an under shepherd, just a limited vessel. But realize there's something in this room. It's the Spirit of the Almighty God. The Lord is our shepherd. Give him some praise, you'll feel his spirit. Let a hallelujah out, you'll feel his spirit. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We've all failed our moms so many times. We fail our wives. We fail and fall short, but he never fails. He never fails. I was taking a fresh look at the psalm recently. I noticed something in this very popular and very notable psalm that I hadn't really paid attention to in times past. This timeless treasure produced yet another jewel that helped me. The psalm brings some promises. It brings the promise of a restored soul. It said, he restoreth my soul. The psalmist's words were, yea, though I walk through the valley, and even the table was spread in the presence of an enemy. These greatest words of encouragement, Psalms 23, these greatest words of comfort, these greatest words of faith, these greatest words possibly of all time that have ever been given to man to comfort us in the darkest, most disparaging moments of life, speak openly to us of a broken soul in need of restoration, walking through a valley that must be traversed in the presence of an enemy. I'm thinking, now how is that supposed to be encouraging? A broken soul in a valley in the presence of an enemy. I would suggest to you today, my brothers and sisters, that this divinely inspired psalm and the purpose of the psalm is not to promise some magical disappearance of all of life's troubles, but rather to remind you that there will be strength to carry you through. The psalm is not a magic potion. The psalm does not put pixie dust in the air. The psalm is not a rainbow over your head that suddenly makes everything all right and makes all the pain go away. They read the psalm at the funeral and the tears still flow. They read the psalm there in the hospital and the pain is still there. We read the psalm over the telephone and still we cry. The psalm doesn't make the troubles go away. The psalm is there for when the troubles are there. The psalm says you can make it. The psalm says you're going to come through. The psalm says I'm going to give you strength. The psalm says I'm going to bring you through this unbearable situation. The psalm says the Lord is my shepherd. I'm not alone in this valley. I'm not alone in this crisis. I'm not alone in this dilemma. This being true, the greatest potential of the Christian faith is strength for faithful determination. I came up a little bit in the old church. Now, it's become very popular these days to promise everybody that God's going to fix everything. Everybody's going to get rich. Everybody's going to have no more problems. There's going to be blessing everywhere, blessed and highly favored, and I believe in that. But back when I was coming up, we'd go to church to be reminded that though the night is long, and though it's very dark, and though the devil fights hard, that we're in this thing with strength, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. They didn't tell us there wasn't going to be any problems. They didn't tell us there'd be no suffering. They didn't tell us there'd be no pain. They said there's a mighty God up in heaven that is going to be your strength. And the weak can say, I am strong. And when you can't, he can. And when you fall down, he'll lift you up. And when you run out of answers, Jesus is the answer. He can be what you can't be. He can go where you can't go. He can do what you can't do. We're leaning on the everlasting arms. Woo! Come on, Mom. Lean on those everlasting arms today. Woo! There's someone there for you, Mom. Isaiah 4 says, but now thus saith the Lord who created you, Jacob, and formed you, O Israel, fear not. I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. And the flame shall not kindle upon you. Understand the reality of the verse. You're going through the waters. You're going through the fire. But you're going to come through it. He said, when you pass through the fire's going to come. The pain is going to come. The sorrow's going to come. The tears are going to fall. But he said, I just want to remind you, I'm going to be right there with you for every tear. I'm going to be right there with you for every flame. You're going to receive strength. You're going to receive help. My help cometh from the Lord. Woo! These writers, they just seem to understand life and its reality. Habakkuk chapter 3, you realize this is thousands of years ago. Habakkuk chapter 3, he says, though the fig tree may not blossom and there be no fruit in the vine and the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food and the flock be cut off from the fold and there's no herd in the stalls and through layoffs and through divorces and through grief and through drug addictions and through financial woes and through late night arguments and through alcoholism and all this stuff, and yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. When you think you have nothing to be happy about and nothing to find joy about and everything is a problem everywhere you look, he said, I will joy in the Lord, for the Lord God is my strength. If nobody's helping you, if nobody's strengthening you, if nobody's holding you up, you be reminded today, the Lord is your shepherd. There's somebody there for you when no one else is. I know it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, and there's a proper decorum that should go with it. But just for a minute, I want to get real. If your children are not bringing you joy, if your motherhood is not bringing you joy, if this is not a day you really feel like rejoicing and getting happy about, and you just be happy when it's all over and you can forget about it for a few minutes, you just remember you do have something to find joy in. He said, I will joy in the God of my salvation. This is just a temporal little life anyhow. This life is but a vapor. It appeareth a little while and it's going to be gone. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Come on. We're not in this thing for this thing. We're living for another life. We're living for another world. We're in this place for a better place. Woo! Somebody say, the Lord is my shepherd. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. He's an ever-present help. He's an ever-present help. You're going to need some help. I'm not promising you a rose garden here today. You're going to need some help. And he will be an ever-present help in the time of trouble. You're going to weather the storm. Can I just prophesy? You're going to weather the storm. You're going to overcome the adversity. You're going to survive the fiery trial. You're going to endure the difficulty. And you're coming out better than you went in. You're coming out better than you went in. You're coming out of the valley better than you went in the valley. You're coming out of the fire better than you went in the fire. You're coming out like gold. You're coming out like gold tried in the fire. Woo! I wish, Pastor wishes, I wish we were like Oprah. We'd give away cars today or give away gold, silver to all these precious moms that deserve more than we could ever give you. We have silver and gold, have we none? We have no gold to give you today. We have no silver to give you today. But God's turning you into gold. He said, I'm not going to give you gold. I'm going to turn you into gold. I'm going to make something out of you that's valuable. Something out of you that's beautiful. Maybe nobody else will tell you. Let me tell you, you're valuable. You're beautiful. You're a timeless, priceless treasure. Philippians, Paul spoke to the Philippian church in Philippians 4:13. He said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in therewith to be content. Paul, the great apostle, said, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ. Not just the good stuff. I can do all things. I can't just do blessing. I can do burdens. I don't just do mountains. I also do valleys. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I'm not just happy when everything's going my way. I can make it when the devil roars. I can make it when the night is long and dark and difficult. I'm not just a sunshine Christian. I'm not just a sunny day Christian. I can make it when it's raining. I can make it when the waves are rough and the storm is howling. Paul said, I can do all things. I can do the ups and I can do the downs. I can do good, bad, and ugly. I can do rich. I can do poor. I can do sickness and I can do health. I can do happy and I can do sad. I know how to do broken and I know how to do delivered. I can do it all because the Lord is there. You can make it. With the help of the Lord. Here's what the psalm says to me, Pastor. With the help of the Lord, I can walk with a broken soul through a lonely valley in the presence of my enemy. That's what the psalm says. He restoreth my soul. He prepares a table in the presence of the enemy. Though I walk through the valley, I can walk with brokenness through a valley in the presence of my enemy because the Lord is with me. He is my shepherd. His rod and staff, they comfort me. The Apostle Paul is the primary voice of God's abundant grace in the New Testament, writing over half of the New Testament books. He is a shining example of God's power to bring you through. You know his story. Prisons, beaten with stripes, beaten with rods, even stoned and left for dead. 3 shipwrecks, one left him treading water for a day and a half in the ocean. Many journeys, a lot of dangerous situations among robbers, among heathen, among his own people and even among false brethren. He said, I can even do church trouble. I was in dangerous cities, dangerous places in the wilderness. He said, I've suffered pain, I've suffered weariness, I've suffered hunger, I've suffered thirst, I've done without proper clothing, I've been cold, I've been sick, I've even been offended. Not even allowed to be offended. But Paul said, I was offended. But all of these gave power and strength an anointing to his sermon when he lifted his voice to the Corinthian church and said, thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge in every place. Paul knew what he was talking about. He'd been some places. He'd seen some things. This is why there was a release of great spiritual power when he told the Philippians, I can do all things, because they had watched him do all these things. Musicians, would you come to these instruments today? The New Testament church of which you and I are a part of began with an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the upper room in a city called Jerusalem. There they were filled with power from on high. It was the power of God unto salvation. It was heaven's help for earth's obstacles. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is one of the greatest promises in the book. It's the promise of the power of his Spirit. It said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What kind of power? What will it accomplish in my life? It's spiritual power. It gives you strength when you have none. It gives you strength when you can't find strength. It gives you hope when you can't find hope. It sustains you when the bad news just keeps rolling in and rolling in and rolling in. It's resurrection power. It's the power to get up when life knocks you down. It's the power to overcome. It's the power to find a way through. If you're going to have peace in the valley, if you're really going to find peace in the valley, if you're really going to come to know him as your shepherd that's with you, if you're going to possess calm in the midst of the storms, it's only going to come through the help of the Holy Spirit in your life. The only way to live in the level of victory you have heard me declare today is with the help of the Holy Spirit. You know what we need today, every one of us on this Mother's Day? You know what every mom needs here today more? And I hope she gets a lot of flowers and good things and nice cards and songs and hugs and phone calls and all that's supposed to go with the day. But what we really need is a baptism of the Spirit, the Almighty God. What we need is a touch of the Master's hand. Would you stand with me across the house? What we all need is to be like that one woman that when she had spent all her money on doctors and she had spent years trying to find help, she said to herself, nobody else said it to her, nobody else told her, she said to herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, perhaps I could be made whole. And when that woman crawled in the dirt through the crowd, bumping up against knees and ankles and feet and shoes, and reached out her trembling hand and touched his garment, Jesus said, virtue went out of me. I thought about that this morning. He didn't reach out and touch her. She reached out and touched him. He didn't reach out for her as he was walking by and the crowd was so many, they said, he said, stop, somebody touched me. They said, Lord, there's people everywhere. Everybody's touching you. Yeah, but not like she did. When she touched me, I felt virtue go out of my body. Her need drew something out of me. Her infirmity pulled something out of me. her desperation pulled something out of me. Mom, I feel like there's a place at this altar today where you can just reach up a hand and whatever it is you need, whatever condition you come in, I feel like you're going to draw. Just the lifting up of a hand, just the lifting up of a voice. And he's going to say, somebody, well, everybody's praying, everybody's worshiping, everybody's, they're going to be singing, but he's going to find you. You're going to touch him in a way that you're going to pull virtue. You're going to get some strength. Dad, why don't you take Mom by the hand? Maybe you want to come as a family. Mom, if you need to slip out by yourself, let's fill these aisles and open up this altar. Come on. You need the strength of the Spirit here today. There's somebody here for you. Come on. They're going to sing, and we're going to pray. And you're going to reach up. And if pastor don't find you, if I don't find you, if a minister doesn't find you, I wish we could get to everybody. I wish I could help everybody, but there's a chief shepherd here. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is your help and hope. Bring your friend. Bring your friend down here. Let's, before you go out to eat, before you go get your dinner, before you celebrate, before you have your cookout, before you get together, whatever it is you're going to do today, would you take a little time to come down here and lift your voice and lift your hand. Close your eyes and lift them up to the Lord and let him touch you. You have a song prepared here, a beautiful song we can sing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray the prayer of faith over this altar right now. I release you now, Lord, to go where we can't go, to be what we can't be. I release the Spirit of the Lord to minister to every one of these moms, the dads that are down here, Lord, the young people that are down here, every soul in need, everyone in want, everyone that's looking for an answer. Oh, Lord, I release you to minister to hearts. Come on, touch him. While they're touching him beside you and behind you and next to you and down the hall a little bit. Amen. Amen. Whatever y'all have, let's sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Lead me. Let this song minister to you.
That he found me.
Would you lift your hands while they sing?
He didn't leave me.
Lift your hands while they sing.
In my sin.
Lift your voices while they sing.
But he left me.
Jesus.
His Holy Spirit.
The Lord is there for you today.
He left me a brand new man.
Jesus, minister across this altar service, across this congregation.
The way he found me.
Jesus.
He didn't leave me to die.
He's not going to leave you like you came. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Lord, I need you today. I need your strength.
He left me a brand new man.
It's beautiful. I see people praying for each other. I see the church being the church right now. Hallelujah. You're not alone. You're not alone.
But he left me.
The church is here.
His Holy Spirit.
The Lord is here.
And he left me.
A brand Minister Holy Spirit.
New man.
Minister Holy Spirit. My shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Oh, we need you, Lord.
Every hour.
We need you, Lord.
I need thee.
I feel the soothing, comforting power of the Spirit.
Bless me now, my Savior. I come to
Do you need him today? Let him know.
Every hour I need thee.
Hallelujah. So many are praying together. Mom, maybe you want to reach over to another mom. Families may want to pray together. This is beautiful to see people praying for one another. I think that'd be a great thing to do for the next few moments.